Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's November 5th, 2020. This is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the board, and I'd like to ask our secretary, Grace Aaron, to please call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Good. Robin Collier, KPFA listener.
You mean Chris Corey?
I'm sorry. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Good. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener.
Here.
All right. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate. Heather?
Here. Yes.
Good. Heather Gray is here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Good. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Good.
Excuse me, Madam Secretary?
Yes.
I see that the streamer is logged on, and so maybe he's ready to stream. Fred,
hello.
Are you ready? Yeah, Fred, are you ready to do your thing?
Yeah, I didn't break in while I heard Grace calling the roll because I didn't know if Otis was streaming you or not. But I'm
no,
set
he's
up.
Not. We just started. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and get started, I guess.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay. Or Alex can decide how to do this.
Okay, I'm streaming live and recording also.
Great.
So you should
okay,
Alex?
Alex, do you want to start over?
The recording has already been going on.
Okay.
Do we know that for sure?
yeah, all Maestro meetings are recorded.
That's Alex. That is correct. Is correct? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, Fred.
Yes,
we can
Alex,
hear you.
You are correct, Alex. Maestro automatically starts recording even before I start streaming.
Okay. So let's just continue.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Dwayne Lark, present.
Good. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
President, am I unmuted? Yeah, I am.
Good.
We hear you.
We hear you, Lawrence. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
I am here.
Good. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Okay. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
Good. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener.
Present.
Good. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
I'm here.
Good. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Tom's here.
Good. All right, we have 21 members present constituting a quorum. Now I'll call the other people who have been invited to the call. Lydia Brazone, Interim Executive Director.
I think Lydia sent a message.
Saying she can't be here.
Wouldn't be here.
Oh, okay. Anita Sims, Interim Chief Financial Officer.
Chair, this is James Sagerton. May I be recognized?
Yes, James.
Yeah, I have an email from Anita Sims. She says her husband needs to have surgery. She's preoccupied with that, and she will not make the meeting.
Okay.
Oh, no, not again.
Okay. Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council. John Tatum, Parliamentarian. John Tatum is usually here. John Tatum?
John is
okay.
Here.
John?
I'll call John. James.
No, he's here. He's
looking
on.
At CNN.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he'll... So there you go.
He's on.
Chair, we have 21 members present constituting it. Let me call one. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present.
Oh, good. Okay. Every single director is here, Mr. Chair.
Oh, wonderful. Don't have to ask about excused absences tonight. Okay. The next item is I have to make some announcements. First is a report out from the closed session of October 22nd. And this is the report out. In the closed session of October 22nd, 2020, the PNB authorized an amendment of the Articles of Incorporation approved by a court. And in addition, I have a report out from the closed session of October 29th. In the closed session of October 29th, 2020, the PNB met with Aniel Fields, KPFK General Manager, Warren Nelson, Union Attorney, and Lydia Brazone, IED, about expense cuts at KPFK. Also, the PNB discussed an extension of the $3.2 million loan and the New Day Pacifica petition process. Those are the reports out. Excused absences. There are no excused absences. Everybody's here. Next item, we need some timekeepers. Who would like to volunteer to be a timekeeper for people?
James, I'll do that.
Okay, wonderful. And who would like to volunteer to be a timekeeper for topics? Anybody?
Paulina, I'll do that.
Okay. Thank you, Paulina. Okay, and the next item is the discussion of the draft agenda. Let me just read the highlights of the draft agenda. First is approval, agenda approval itself. Then there's approval of minutes of the October 22nd open session. Then there's an item, interim CFO report, I guess we're not going to have that since the interim CFO is not here. There's an item for a report from the IED. She's not here either. Then we have committee reports. Okay, there's a bunch of committee reports. I don't have to give you all the list, all of them. And then there's unfinished business, new business, and we adjourn. And what time is the closed session posted for? Is it for 10 p.m.?
10:30.
10:30?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have until 10:30 maximum to finish the business of the open session. Do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved.
Dan Goodman, so moved.
And do we have a second?
I'll second. This is Heather.
Okay. Does anybody want to make an amendment?
Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence. I'm looking for some amendments. We have a couple of items that we're not going
to
get
to.
I'd
like to propose an item for discussion.
Yeah, I'd like to ask, before we do that, I'd like to ask if somebody wants to delete items 4 and 5, because neither the IED nor the ICFO is present tonight, so I don't see how we can have those items on the agenda.
James,
so move.
Okay, can we have a second on that? Any objections? Okay, so that's removed. Lawrence, what's your amendment?
An item that every director has been flooded with a piece of propaganda misinformation that has been coming in a standard template letter, and it's accusing us of a bunch of lies. It's accusing the PNB of a bunch of lies based on misinformation. And I'd like us to consider responding by telling the listeners the truth about these lies. So I'm looking for the email as I speak here.
Are you proposing?
Every director has been flooded with this template letter accusing us of denying rights and wanting to spend money and all of that. So,
are you proposing? I'm just trying to get to the details. Are you proposing that the PNB does a mass mailing to the membership?
Yes.
The response.
Yes.
Okay.
A response to the membership about the misinformation, Chair.
Can you put that in writing?
Yes, I can. I'm doing that right now as we speak, Chair.
Okay. And where would you like?
Dan Goodman, can he put exactly what he wants to respond in writing so that can be discussed?
You know what it is, but I'll put it.
What response you want to put in?
That's why I want the body to determine that. Not
okay. Right now we're just discussing adding it to the agenda. Where do you want to put it on the agenda, Lawrence?
I'm looking right now, Chair. Since we're not going to have a governance committee report because we haven't met and I submitted the governance committee report prior to this, I'd like to put it in B.
In B?
It'd be placed, the governance committee report,
not a committee. It can't go under committee reports. It has to be its own item.
All right. Hold on. Can we put it on number 8 on the new business?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'll send the motion right now.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
Sure. Pulling a second.
Okay. Are there any objections to adding this item to the agenda?
Jan Goodman, I don't object to adding it, but I do object to trying to have 22 people figure out a reply. So I think that I would request that the chair ask
the merit, Janet. You're talking to the merit.
I'm asking that the chair ask the mover of the idea write a draft so that people can discuss something concrete.
We'll discuss that when we get to that item on the agenda. Okay. Are there any other amendments or anything that anybody wants to add to this agenda?
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Chris Corey.
Yes, Chris.
So I see that there's a motion about a stipend for the secretary. It's under a coordinating committee for some reason. It's Is there any particular reason why that was placed under the coordinating committee time allocation, or was that just some sort of an accident of the minutes or the agenda?
I had to say it was probably put there by mistake, but Grace, maybe you can answer that.
I intended to take it up in the coordinating committee meeting, which didn't reach quorum yesterday.
Right.
And have the coordinating committee put it on the agenda. But if you want to move it.
No, it's fine. It's fine where it is, Grace. I just didn't understand why it was there. Okay, that makes sense to me. Thank you.
Chair, this is your timekeeper. We're out of time for this item.
Okay. Are there any objections then to adopting the draft agenda as amended? Okay. Seeing no objections, the draft agenda is adopted. And let's see. The first item is the minutes approval of the October 22nd open session. Do we have anybody have any corrections to bring up?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted you to know that John Tatum, the parliamentarian, is on the phone.
Oh, welcome, John. Okay. Hearing no corrections to the October 22nd minutes, the minutes are approved, and they can always be corrected.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What is the point of what?
Did the approval of minutes be the second? Just for procedural point.
Can you say that again? I didn't catch what you just said.
Did the motion to approve the minutes need a second, just for procedural, from a procedural standpoint?
You're absolutely right. My mistake. Can we get a second on that?
Absolutely.
I'll second that.
Actually, we usually don't. Let me ask Mr. Tatum, because this is a tricky area, because we usually don't even vote on it. We just say it's approved. Mr. Tatum, how are we supposed to handle this minutes stuff?
Chairman,
John,
Secretary.
Yes, Grace.
Even though Mr. Tatum has told us that we don't need to formally approve them, I think that legally it's a good practice to formally approve the minutes. And that way they're not just not being corrected, but they are formally approved. Oftentimes banks and other institutions or in a legal situation, approved minutes are wanted. So an affirmative action to approve minutes will stand up in court, where if there's a gray area about whether they were actually approved, it might not.
Well, that's a good point. Okay, so if we do that, we do need a second on the motion to approve the minutes.
Jan Goodman here. I actually have a correction to the minutes.
You do? Okay.
Okay. Yes. We had like a 45-minute discussion about this idea of, quote, of shaming people and making notes about if they're tardy or not tardy. And I believe that the result of that discussion was that there was not going to be notations about that in our minutes, and yet I see here on the minutes of the meeting October 22nd that, first of all, there's this roll call quorum is reached and the naming of everybody who was there, and then you get down to number 3 and it says, Jan Goodman and Ralph Pointer arrive at about 11:03 p.m., which is 2 minutes after the agenda is approved. And I thought that we had a very long discussion and that we were not going to be doing something like that. And I just wanted to find out if my memory serves me correctly, and if that is the case, that you were just supposed to be noting who was at the meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is the secretary.
Yes, Grace.
You know, I read California Corporations Codes. It's absolutely necessary to be clear in the minutes who is attending the meeting and who isn't throughout the whole meeting. And it actually states that the minutes should contain if somebody departs early, for instance. And so it is a legal matter. It's not in our bylaws. It's not in Robert's rules, per se. But California Corporations Codes stipulate that it must be clear who is in attendance, when people arrive, when they depart. So I can research that. Why don't we refer, if you want to have this taken up in discussion, why don't we refer it to the Governance Committee for a fuller look at.
And what is the Corporation Code section so that we can all look it up and...
I don't have it at the
Chair?
Top of my fingers right now.
Point of order? Point of order, can we just do
what
that
is,
by email,
what?
Please?
Say that again.
Interrupting. She's speaking more than once and not being recognized by the chair is the rule that's being broken.
Okay. You're right.
Mr. Chair, may I continue?
Yes.
I will send the California Corporations Code. I don't have it right at my fingertips right
now.
We don't have
to resolve this right now, but that's a good idea to refer this to the Governance Committee and let them work it out. Do we have
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay. Do we have a second for referring this to the Governance Committee?
I second that. That's what I mean.
Okay.
I have a request for information, Chair.
What is your request for information?
Will the Secretary be so kind to, why this is being referred to Governance, that the quotation of the California Corporation Code be included in the referral? At her leisure, though.
I'm sure she will do that.
Thank you.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, Vanessa, go ahead.
Okay, so my memory on this, since I was affected by it as well, is that there would be no notations of any lateness. So it just sounds like an executive decision. I'm not sure why this is so important, but there has to be a difference made between when people arrive at the meeting. The minutes are supposed to show who attended, and unless there's some sort of abuse of that people are showing up hours into the meeting with, you know, without explanation, that what is the point of doing this? It's not in the bylaws.
Chair, I need to the stack.
It's not in Robert's rules. So until government makes a decision, it would be great if the secretary could just stop doing this. If she personally thinks it's important, fine, but the PNB did not authorize this.
Jordan.
May I please speak? I'm on the stack. Yes, we have taken up entirely too much time on this issue over now two meetings. And I would like to say that we can look it up in the California Code of Conduct and see if it is indeed a requirement by California. If it is, then we'll follow it. If it's not, then we can either not follow it or discuss it if needed. Period.
Mr. Chair, this is your timekeeper.
Let us move on from this topic. There's a lot of other stuff to do that's much more important. Thank you.
What is, Eileen,
Dwayne requested this back.
Hold on.
Paulina, timekeeper. We're out of time for this item. We need to extend if we want to continue discussion.
No. Let's just vote on referring it to the Governance Committee. I mean, I really don't want to have an endless discussion on this.
Me neither.
So, Grace, can you take a roll call on this referral to the governance committee.
Okay.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Abstain.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley? Back to Lyndon. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Was that you saying yes, Heather? I could barely hear you.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with it. Yes, I said yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lyndon Foley, maybe I didn't hear you. All right.
I guess. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lorick?
Once again, yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Sean Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosin?
Yes.
Good. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Just so we're not all yes, no.
Why not?
Pardon me? Was that yes, Nancy?
No, it was, I'm going to just abstain.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Chair, we have 19 yeses and 2 abstentions.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. So the final vote is 19 yes, 3 abstentions. The motion to refer to governance passes.
Okay, then we're done with that item. Let's move on then. The next item are the committee reports, and we'll start. Well, I don't know what particular order this is in, but we'll start with, I guess it's in some kind of alphabetical order. We'll start with the audit committee.
Yeah,
Eileen, do you have
a
report?
A short report? Yes, I do. We had a meeting on October 26th. Where we got an update from the auditors and NETA, and things are moving along. You know, NETA is pleased because they've been getting information from the stations more rapidly, especially in the days right before the meeting when people knew, I guess, that they were going to, you know, it was going to become evident if they hadn't been sending or responding to Georgia's requests for information and the PBC list. We're having another meeting on November 9th, and most of that will be an executive session. There's background noise there. Alex, I think it's your little microphone that's lighting up.
There's no noise here that I'm aware of.
Weird. Okay. It's not always reliable. Okay, so on the 9th, we're going to meet mostly an executive session to go over any, if there are any problems with any given specific stations, you know, what those stumbling blocks might be. And it's an executive session because it could touch on individual employees. So, you know, we can't do that in open session. And we had a number of other useful discussions having to do with if we're going to be able to figure out how to get balance sheets, both consolidated and at the unit levels, in a more timely way. It turns out that it's practically a technical problem, because since we've been behind in our audits, we haven't had closing balances for our fiscal years. So if you don't have closing balances for 1 year, it means you don't have opening balances for the next year. And so that makes it hard to know where, to know how much you have in any given line item or in your liabilities or your assets overall. So I think we're going to be looking at that as well. There are some possibilities for doing a sort of provisional way of looking at that, and at least give us give everybody a way to do some forward planning and cash flow projections. So that would be a good thing. We also, George from NETA. Oh gosh, what is that? Oh, that's my time. One more second, just that we have volunteers from each of the units to serve as advocates for those units between them and NETA. If NETA has problems getting what they need from a given division or unit or station, they can get the advocate to help them out. So I think those were the major points since my time is up.
Chair Spolina, we are time for the segment.
Okay. By the way, when I said there was no background noise, I think I might not have been completely correct on that. There are helicopters overhead constantly where I am.
Oh, okay.
That's because the NYPD, as of yesterday, decided to attack a bunch of Black Lives Matter protesters, and they've set up barricades all down lower Manhattan, okay. And they're just going nuts.
Mm-hmm. Chair, this is Paulina with a motion to extend time for 3 minutes for this item.
And did you have more to read? I think she was done.
There are more details, but I'm putting together minutes with the summary of this, and I can post them on KPFTX.
Okay. Let's just go on to the next item. And that's the coordinating committee. I know you haven't met, but I guess there seems to be a motion down there anyway. Well, there's a couple of motions. Chris, do you want to report on that?
Sure. So, the coordinating committee, we did meet, but we didn't reach quorum. So there wasn't much discussed during the meeting, except for it was suggested. Oops, what's going on there?
Right.
It was suggested that we send out a draft agenda to the entire PMB and allow them to comment. And that actually elicited a few responses. So that seemed to work as a last-minute measure. I believe that when Dwayne set up this committee, he suggested that they meet on the fourth Wednesday of every month. And so there's no need for the motion that's actually shown there. That schedule will generally work. The only issue is that the fourth Wednesday of this particular month precedes a holiday, and some people are probably going to want to get out of town, drive to parents' houses or family's houses on that night. So it was suggested by the four remaining parties or the four convening parties of the last meeting that we switch it to the first Wednesday of December, which I believe is the second, just for this one occasion, so it doesn't interfere with that holiday. And if anybody has a problem with that Wednesday, if they could just write the committee email address and let me know, that would be fine. We can take a tally on it or set up a SurveyMonkey, or since there's so few members, we could just take a straw poll to figure out what the best meeting time would be. But other than that, I'm going to hand the floor over to Grace, because this motion was she was going to bring it up during the coordinating committee meeting, and we never had it. So I'm just going to yield the floor.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thank you. On July 25th, 2019, a motion to allow for $25 an hour for a recording secretary to keep our minutes. There would be a maximum of 6 hours per meeting allowed, and that person would be. Anyway, I just would like to bring that up again because I am termed out. PNB directors can serve a maximum of 5 years on the PNB. This is my fifth year. I've decided to resign from the LSB and the PNB at the end of November, which would allow me to run again, if I wish, next summer in the next year's LSB election. That would also give my replacement on the local station board 1 year on the board if he or she wishes to run for the PNB themselves, because they would have a year on the LSB if I resign at the end of November. So a secretary is needed for the PNB, and I'd like to suggest, I updated this motion because it has some wording in it that's really not necessary. So the updated motion is, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board approves the expenditure of $25 per hour for a recording secretary to take minutes at PNB meetings. A maximum of 6 hours per meeting will be allocated for this purpose. The officers of the board will be tasked with hiring a recording secretary who will be a contract part-time temporary employee without benefits paid by the national office. That's the updated motion. I'm just asking that it be updated. It was already approved on July 25th, 2019. And by the way, the 6 hour per meeting, if necessary, would be for each meeting. So it would be 6 hours for a closed meeting, 6 hours for an open meeting if there are two meetings in a particular night. That's my understanding, but that's not in the motion. But anyway, I'd like to move that this update of the prior motion be accepted.
Okay. We don't need a second. Well, I don't know. This is not really coming from a committee, so maybe we do need a second. Can we get a second on that?
Lauren seconds.
Okay. Is there any objections to this motion? Be straightforward.
Yes. Dwayne Mark.
Okay. You object?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to speak on this, why you object?
Sure. First off, I'd like to know if anyone knows constitutional history as to how often this has occurred. That's question one. The comments I make is that we do need a secretary. That's true. I think every foundation and California corporation requires a secretary. However, this person that is proposed, I need to be clear. Will this person be acting as the official secretary or just the corresponding secretary? And if that is so, we still would have to elect a secretary because, as you know, the secretary is an officer of the board with special duties as well as special privileges, including on some of the more sensitive committees. So there were at least two questions in that, and the comment in addition to is that my concern would be bringing someone in who has not been duly elected, not even assuming, because I don't like to assume, but it would be the expectation that this person would need to be part of the executive session, and certainly that doesn't comport with our rules and bylaws as to proprietary information. So I guess I could stop there for a minute because that's enough to big response and answers to.
Yeah, let me try to respond to that. Yeah, If you want, go ahead, Grace. I could respond to it as well. Go ahead.
The wording of the motion, updated motion itself, says this is to hire a recording secretary. The official secretary, who would have some other duties, would be separate. And that, of course, the secretary would have to be a member of the PNB. This is just in case the PNB, there's nobody on the PNB who wishes to volunteer to be secretary without pay. Of course, if there is somebody on the PNB who can't do it without pay because it's too much of a stretch of their time, I guess it would be okay if the PNB approves to allow this payment that we would approve go to a member of the PNB if they wish to be secretary. But at any rate, if nobody on the PNB is willing to be the secretary, with or without pay, then it's necessary to hire to ask somebody on the PNB to become the official secretary, and then to hire a recording secretary to take the minutes for the meetings. And this updated motion only refers to a recording secretary.
Let me just add to that. What you said is correct, but there's one other point here. What you're calling the official secretary does not, according to our bylaws, have to be a member of the Pacifica National Board. We could appoint an official secretary who's not a member of the board, and that is still not the same position as a recording secretary. Just to further complicate things. That's what's in the bylaws. Anyway, the motion in front of us is simply about paying for a recording secretary if and when we need one. So let me ask
you
again.
And that was, if an individual, if we're having an executive session, is either not a member of the board or who is a paid corresponding secretary. Because generally my understanding of corresponding secretary is not that they record internally. A corresponding secretary is someone who does the external communications or writing with entities outside of the organization. And I would like to appeal that question, a parliamentary question, for clarity, as to my understanding of what a corresponding, by name, by definition, there's a recording secretary, corresponding secretary, and there's a secretary.
What you're asking about is not part of the motion as such, but I can tell you that there is precedent. We have had recording secretaries in the past, and yes, they do participate in executive sessions because they are supposed to take the minutes. So that's just the way it's been done in the past.
Okay, I see that problematic. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Sure. Go ahead, Sandra.
I want to reiterate that in the past, and you are correct, there is precedent that a member who was not a PMB member has acted as a secretary in the past and has been paid compensation for doing so. I don't know that they officially signed a confidentiality agreement or not, but they took the minutes, they gave them to the PMB, and so there was a record. Long story short, we need to have somebody that's taking minutes and reporting out what goes on, and it's an arduous job, to say the least, but anyone who's willing to step in and take on this task should be applauded for doing so. And they should be given compensation for doing so. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, let's just go. Can we go to a vote on this?
Jay, I requested to be on the sec. Am I being heard?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Oh, Chair, we're out of time for this item. 12 minutes.
Fine.
I yield, Chair. Okay. Go ahead. I yield.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's just go to the vote. We're not, the vote is not settling whether someone's going to be on an executive session or not. It's simply about compensation for a recording secretary if and when we need a recording secretary. So, Grace, can you call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes. Chair, can I have a point of clarification? I'm sorry. I should have done this before the roll started, but it happened kind of quickly. Is this a superseding motion, basically? Grace, you can answer that.
What does that mean, superseding?
Well, is this superseding? Is this the idea to there's an existing motion that's already on the books that states a specific individual. Is this a superseding motion to generalize that motion?
Yeah, it updates the motion because the reason for this is that this asks Bill Crozier as secretary to oversee
right.
the taking of the minutes to ensure they're done properly and in a timely manner,
right.
And to hire the secretary. You know, it refers to other.
So it's just to delete it. It's just to delete the specific language from the original motion.
Okay,
is that how you would summarize it? Okay,
exactly.
Sorry, Chair. I appreciate it.
Okay, it's essentially this is a motion to amend a previously adopted motion.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the clarity. Yes, I'll vote yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Good. Lyndon Foley?
Abstain.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lork?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback? Come back to Ron. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I abstain.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
I pass.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
All right. Going back to Ron Pinchback? Ron? Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Ron, was that you? I'm not hearing Ron. Okay, so we have16 yeses, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I believe we had at least one no vote.
I didn't hear a no vote.
Who voted no?
Did. Dwayne voted no, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Dwayne voted no. Okay, sorry. 15 yes, 1 no, 4 abstentions.
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so the final vote is 16 yes, 1 no, and 4 abstentions. The motion to refer amend a motion previously adopted has passed.
Okay, thank you. Let's go on. Next is the report from the Finance Committee.
Chair, apologies, Paulina here. Can't find my agenda again. How many minutes for this report?
8 minutes.
Thank you.
Chair, may I be recognized?
I'm asking for the report from the Finance Committee, so yes, you are recognized.
Thank you. The Finance Committee met on October 17th, 2020. At that meeting, we had further discussion but did not arrive at any conclusions of the regarding the central services formula. And other than that, the result of the meeting was a motion. And I'll just read from the notice that was sent around to the PNB members about that motion. It says the following motion was passed. This is mostly for the benefit of the listeners. The following motion was passed by the Pacifica National Finance Committee, NFC, at the October 17, 2020 NFC meeting. The motion as amended reads, the NFC requests that the PNB request that the LSBs submit a proposed draft fiscal year 21 budget within 2 weeks to the National Finance Committee. If a budget is not submitted within 2 weeks, the National Finance Committee will begin to create a budget for the stations based on available financial data. This was passed 5-4 and 2 against. And the explanatory motivation is having budgets in place is important as a general principle of good business practice and for addressing the pending necessity of paying down, refinancing, or extending the, quote, big loan, unquote. That's all. And that's a motion. Chair?
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Sandra, you may speak.
Okay, well, in theory, I agree with this motion because here in Houston, our finance committee and our interim general manager have failed to come up with any kind of a budget. And it seems like it is a fiduciary responsibility of the PNB, which is the governing body, to either compel the interim general manager and the finance committee at each station to do their due diligence and come up with a budget. And if they fail to do so, then it falls on the shoulders of the national board to provide a budget. You know, I don't really know where to go from there because, you know, everybody that's on the local station board is a volunteer.
This is James.
We are not,
this is James for the point of order.
Go ahead.
Hold on. What is your point of order, James?
I apologize to Sandra, but I just want to caution everyone in regard to this discussion not to name any employees or individuals in connection with the performance of their duty, just to avoid, you know, potential problems in that area. I apologize, Sandra. Thank you.
You are.
Okay. Point well taken. Thank you, James. So let's just put that scenario out there, that if a station and the people that are responsible for running the station are unable or have not been able to provide a budget, that it stands to reason that the national board should take that as their responsibility to make sure that a budget gets provided. And long story short, you know, this is a multi-million dollar 501c3 foundation, and each signal area is given the duties and the responsibilities to manage their shit, okay? And if they're not able to come up with a budget, then yeah, it's going to fall on the PMB. And who on the PMB is going to be responsible for that? Is it going to be the finance committee? Is it going to be a committee of committees? Who knows? But long story short, each signal area is responsible for producing a budget and minding their manners, so to speak, and minding their money, so to speak. And this is money that is provided by our listeners. And our listeners want to know, when they donate, what is their money going to? And, yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal that we...
Sandra, could you finish? I think you're going way over your time.
I'll keep it short. Budgets are essential.
2 minutes ago.
Budgets are essential. And if a local station board and their management team cannot provide a budget, then yes, the PMB should do so. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of inquiry or putting you on the
back. Hold on. We have a point of parliamentary inquiry. What is it, Andrea?
Yes. I would like to know if all of the Pacifica entities have received a report from NEDA covering the cash flow so that we can know how to make our projections and to submit budgets before we become punitive. Do we know what we're dealing with? Has NEDA provided that report to all?
James, could you answer that? James?
I can't say whether they have delivered such a cash flow report to all of the stations. We've had a general discussion of the cash flow situation at the national office.
Okay. You've had just a discussion.
Yeah, just clarify to Andrea, there's anything punitive in this motion. It's simply trying to move the process along. The National Finance Committee always runs into problems with some of the LSPs that are either late or don't present a budget, and in which case it falls on the National Finance Committee to do it.
I just want to make sure that we have something to work with before
there may very well be some good reason why some of the LSBs cannot produce a budget, and that could be a very good, they don't have the financial information. Absolutely.
That's exactly right. So
there's time for this item. We're out of time.
We're out of time.
This is Lawrence. I seek recognition to spend time.
Okay. How much time? 5 minutes? 5 minutes. Okay. Do we have a second for extending this item for 5 minutes?
Paulina will second.
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Well, we have 5 minutes on the floor. Okay.
I'd like to end it for 10 minutes.
Okay. We have a proposed amendment to go for 10 minutes on this. Does somebody want to second that amendment?
Lawrence, second.